Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Just got in my hotel room here for the collective event, mastermind group with Hartman and Kenny, and super excited for this weekend. It's going to be awesome. But I wanted to go over some quick news. First thing that came out was the CPI moved from 8.5% down to 8.2%. Now, it doesn't mean that we're out of the woods as far as inflation, not by any stretch. If you look underneath the hood, the specific inflation metrics that are very sticky have actually been moving up, i.e. real estate and owner's equivalent rent and whatnot. I had this conversation with Macro Alf today. So definitely not out of the woods, but it seems like we could have had that peak and maybe come down a bit before, you know, the Fed comes out with the next round of stimulus. If the market breaks, you guys know I've been talking about this for a long, long time. And for those who were freaking out when I did that whiteboard video that I thought that the CPI print might come down a little bit. There you go, guys. Now, I did miss it. I thought it would be Q3, Q4. It's come down. We'll see what happens with the next print. But like I said, nothing goes up in a straight line. We can be in a stagflationary environment throughout the 2020s. We very well could be. But it doesn't mean that we go from 8.5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to hyperinflation. It's not the way these things work. Anyway, I wanted to do a story on that because I thought it was big news. But I think what might even be bigger news is the fact a lot of these stable coins are just imploding, absolutely imploding. And along with them, Coinbase is down, I mean, huge. I think just today, they were down maybe another, 15, 20%, something like that. And Tether, I'm seeing in the comments here, that peg is starting to decouple, if you will, meaning that it's trading under that one-to-one ratio, even though that's supposed to be backed by dollar assets, who knows. The one stable coin that is just completely tanking is not even backed by anything. It's just some sort of algorithm that's supposed to buy and sell Bitcoin, from what I understand. But this is having a dramatic effect on not only Tether, but on the price of Bitcoin itself. Last time I checked, it was trading at 28,000. And remember, 21,000 is the mark where Saylor gets hit. Now, it is true. A lot of people mentioned in the comments that, oh, he's got nothing to worry about because that just means he has to put up more collateral. He's got $4 billion in Bitcoin. And this is just a simple $200 million. And, you know, what's the big deal? And then they were saying, and then Saylor came out and said that Bitcoin has to get down like to 3,600 or something before he'd even be worried. Yeah, no. Not really. Yeah, sure, you got $4 billion worth of Bitcoin at today's price. But what happens when it goes down? And by the way, the shares that you would use as collateral of MicroStrategies, those have been absolutely collapsing as well. So it's not like the balance sheet stays intact if Bitcoin goes down to 21,000 or 15 or 10. The balance sheet and what you would have to put up as collateral deteriorates as well. Now, I haven't looked at his balance sheet. He could have gold on there. I mean, who knows what he would throw up as collateral. Maybe it won't go down. Maybe he's hedged. But it's not as simple as, oh, we got nothing to worry about. It's smooth sailing until Bitcoin hits 3,000. And then especially if you have Tether start to decouple, who knows what's going on with Tether? I mean, that could be a lot of the purchasing power that has been created out of thin air, where it's not really a one-to-one backing, that could have prompted a lot more aggregate demand, let's say, or purchasing power for Bitcoin itself. You never know. Those rumors were out there for sure. So, and this gentleman's coming over to fix the shower in my room. So you'll have to bear with us here. But there could be this cascading effect for sure. And that's why I said, you know, could this be the end of crypto, or at least kind of a huge bear market, kind of the crash, if you will, that a lot of people have been talking about. Now, I do think if it does crash, and that could be opportunity. I think it's just like the dot-com bubble, where sure, you had the bubble burst, but that there were a few stocks in there that Amazon, as an example, that would have been a great time to go ahead and buy. The survivors that make it through out the other side, they make it onto the other side of this bubble bursting, and they come out smelling like roses. So I think that could be Bitcoin. I mean, longer term, I'm more bullish, like you guys know. So anytime the price goes below 28, I mean, I hope it goes below 10. I would love it. And I would love for Saylor to have to liquidate all of his Bitcoin. Then that would just be a buying opportunity for me. And like I've said, there's two things that need to happen: decoupling from the NASDAQ and what I think is capitulation or panic in the market. And I can tell you, the Bitcoiners, if Saylor were to sell or forced to liquidate the majority of his position, you know, MicroStrategy goes bust, let's say, that would be the panic that I am looking for to add to the position. So let's get into this story, guys, to get into some further detail. This is the UST, which has really fallen out of bed and just collapsing. There's no other way to say it. And now this is, it's not technically backed by anything. This is one of these algorithmic stable coins, which in and of itself is very bizarre to me, but maybe I'm just an old timer.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
So key talking points: UST, a so-called stable coin that is meant to maintain a $1 peg, plunged to as low as 26 cents on Wednesday. The sister token Luna has lost 96% of its value in the past 7 days. Terra creator Do Kwon announced a last-ditch effort to return to the dollar peg. So it's not looking great here for Terra. I saw in Zero Hedge that it gained some ground, but I don't know if that came out prior to this article or not. But the even if it has gained some ground and now it's up to maybe 50 cents or 75 cents on the dollar, that's still a big red flag, and that's still indicating huge problems in the crypto market. And I don't know that it has recovered, because if you go to the price of Bitcoin, let's go ahead and refresh, it's down almost 9% on the day, closing beneath 30. And I think there was I don't really follow the charts, but from a lot of the people that I listened to, I think that was a key technical point, was like 29,000, 30,000, something like that. So if we see a close, well, I guess the market doesn't close, but if you see it really stay under that mark for a significant amount of time, then that's a very, very bearish sign from a technical standpoint. So then getting back to this article, the blue chip tokens, Bitcoin and Ether, saw wild swings throughout the day as traders monitored UST's descent, as well as hotter than expected inflation data. Yeah, it slipped, but it was more than they, or it was higher than they expected. No surprise there. I mean, these quote unquote experts have been wrong for the last 2 years, just nonstop. Remember, it's supposed to be transitory. You know, what happened to that? So Bitcoin was last up 1%. Oh, so it really was volatile today. At a certain point in the day, it was up 1% to 31,000, having previously slumped below 30. Ether fell to 2309. And again, just if this was an up-to-date chart here that we just saw on the CNBC homepage, it's down with a 28 handle on Bitcoin right now. So they go on to talk about this UST, which is known as an algorithmic stablecoin, uses a complex system of minting and burning tokens to adjust supplies, stabilize prices. UST's price has crumbled under the pressure sell-off of cryptocurrencies lately, resulting in further panic in the market. Yeah, see, it's when you've got a lot of these stablecoins that are providing liquidity, potentially excess liquidity or purchasing power to the coins themselves, you have this domino effect where one goes down, it makes the other go down, which makes the other go down even further. And this is why I don't think Saylor's out of the woods. I mean, he may say he is, but there, you know, the people at Lehman Brothers were coming out and saying there were no problems, and 3 days later they're bust. So when you got a lot of stuff on your balance sheet where the value of what you have is predicated on the price of other stuff, and it's just paper gains, sometimes it can go south very quickly. So I guess this guy's tweeting out, just trying to calm everyone down, saying, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. You know, don't exit your position now, because then, of course, that makes the price go down even further. It's like a bank run, very similar. And so this person, Vijay Iyer, head of international at crypto exchange Luna. Okay. I'm the head of international. That's a pretty broad title, isn't it? Said Kwan's announcement did not inspire confidence. Quote from Vijay, they're letting the system bleed out in hope that it will start repegging back when the excess UST supply has been worn out. So he's not confident. And then it goes on to say Bitcoin briefly slumped below 30,000. Like I said, trading at 28,000 now. So we'll have to see how this plays out. One of the reasons why I'm so focused on this story is because the cryptocurrency is a huge macro story. Even you could say, well, George, I don't know. You know how many people actually own crypto? And it's all millennials, and or it's just these diehards, sound money guys, or Austrians, or libertarians, or it's just people that are kind of trying to get rich. It might be 5% of the market. But you don't understand. I think that the crypto market cap going from 1 trillion, you know, I did a whiteboard video that comes out tonight where I said the market cap went from 1 to 2 trillion. And that's what I thought it did. It actually went 1 to 3 trillion. I didn't know that until one of my editors pulled up a chart. I had to look at it like 4 times. I'm like, wait a minute. At one point in time, the crypto market cap in total is at 3 trillion? That was a trillion more than I thought. I was way off there. But you get my point. Why is labor force participation so low? Why are all of these kids just choosing not to go back to work? Like, how? I couldn't have made that choice back when I was a kid. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I didn't have the ability to say, Ooh, boy, that work thing. You know, I've just really had to reevaluate my life during COVID, and I'm just not into it. I think I'm just going to get in a van and just travel around and post my escapades on Instagram and just be an influencer. That work thing, that's for the other guy. You know, I could not have made that decision back when I was 25. I mean, I had to work. I didn't have a choice. I had to work or else I wouldn't eat. I couldn't afford the gas to go in the van. So, you know, it's not like these kids have been so productive in their years that they don't have to work because they're just all millionaires. No. What happened is they bought these stable coins or Dogecoin, whatever it was, and they made 50 grand. And for one of these kids, that's, you know, that's all the money they could ever dream of. You can imagine, go back to when you were 22. And if you buy something for $500 and it goes to 50 grand and you're like, I'm never going to work again. Woohoo. You're like Scrooge McDuck, just diving through all the gold coins. That's the way you feel, at least when you're 22 and you get a $50,000 windfall somehow. So that's my point, is if this goes down, if that all evaporates, if it goes to nothing, then all these people on the sidelines are going to come back in, and we go from a labor shortage to a labor surplus. And that's a big macro story. I think that's an even bigger macro story than the CPI going from 8.5 to 8.2 or 8.3, whatever it did today. So definitely want to keep our eye on this and see how it plays out throughout the rest of the week. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.